When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
2 minutes after 2 a.m. here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is after hours. It is the basketball off season, and that's what happens when you win a championship. You celebrate, you have your parade, you enjoy the week, you enjoy the weekend, and then you get back to work. As an organization, as a front office, as a fan base, we now set our sights continuing to enjoy it, continuing to revel in the glory of being at the top of the mountain. 53 years for some, a lifetime for others. But the offseason has started. The draft is Tuesday. Night one of the NBA draft is less than 48 hours away. The Knicks have several picks. I think they will keep some of those picks. I think some will be traded or one will be traded back for future years. And I think there are a lot of interesting prospects and players that the Knicks could draft coming up Tuesday and Wednesday night. And I look at high character, winning players from big-time programs with big-time coaches. Those are the players that I want a part of my basketball team because that's the type of players the Knicks have and that's the type of players they've targeted. Led by Jalen Brunson, who is not finished, not by a long shot. He strikes me as a guy in general, but certainly after hearing what he had to say at the parade on Thursday, doing the wrestling promo, grabbing the microphone, talking closely into it, mentioning the haters, which he rarely does, it shows me that Jalen Brunson has a chip on his shoulder that is larger than Manhattan. Still, you're talking about a guy throughout his entire life. He's too small. He's not athletic enough. He can't play defense. All this guy has done is win at every level. High school, college, and now the pro level. Very few people in the history of basketball can say that. Very few. One of them is Isaiah Thomas. And by the way, the number that they wear in the uniform is him. You know what Isaiah did, though? He went back-to-back. So, Jalen, you're up. Go back-to-back, which would be amazing. And I think the Knicks are certainly in a position to do that. We will get into a little later on in the show the teams in the East. And we're going to do this in two parts. Part one will be tonight. And then part two will be later on in the summer because things can change. Obviously, I'm going off of what those teams look like now. And obviously, Indiana with getting Halliburton back is a big part of it. But once we find out what Boston is going to do to help out their front court, does Detroit get a second superstar if you even want to count Cade Cunningham as a superstar, and there's people that think he's better than Jalen Brunson, okay, fine, great. If you want to live in fairyland world, awesome. But certainly he's not. Cade is not better than him. And we got to see where Giannis ends up, whether it's Miami, whether it's OKC, perhaps. And OKC certainly has the draft picks to trade for Giannis. And maybe this long-standing nightmare of hearing about Giannis on the move will end in the next couple days now that we're here at the draft. Maybe OKC puts together that package to get Giannis. They send Chet to Boston, Holmgren. I could see a lot of things kind of going in that direction come draft time, which, believe it or not, and this is what happens when you win a championship, is coming up in under 48 hours. Let's go to Mo in Brooklyn here on After Hours. What's up, Mo?
What's up? Hey. First of all, Tom the Bomb, as we say.
Yes, one of the many Toms or Tommies or faces of Thomas Lou Gower, which is something I've been thinking about, is changing my name from Thomas Lou Gower professionally to Thomas Lou Gower. When you think about all the people that go with the three names, you know, Tiffany, Amber, Thiessen, Sarah, Jessica, Parker, Neil deGrasse Tyson, it just gives you a sort of cachet that I want to have as well. So maybe I go Tommy Lou Gower, Mo, in the future, professionally, obviously, not personally.
Cool. Second of all, I wanted to comment for the second round pick. Nikola Jokic, I think, was the second round pick, first of all.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Let me double check that. That would certainly be one of the all time
great
ones.
MVP.
Yep, of course.
Three.
Oh, yeah, yeah, one and of the best players in the game.
Of course, you should have got it over Shea twice the past 2 years. And second of all, I wanted to say, what do you say about reacquiring Norman Powell from the Heat, because he is a free agent?
Love Powell. Love him. I love everything about away, him.
And we trade away OG Anunoby, no. And we get some nice picks.
No. No. I'm not trading OG Anunoby. That I'm not doing.
So if we have Powell.
And I love Powell. I do love Powell a lot. I'm not trading OG Anunoby. He is an integral part of this team. I'm not trading anybody in the starting five. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, but then if you get Norman Powell, you're not going to have
any cash. Yeah, but then I don't want Powell then. I don't need Powell. You're putting Powell on me. If I could get Powell, great. But if I have to give up Anunoby, I'm not going to do that.
To give up? Who would you want to you
give
up anybody from the
No.
And second of all, I didn't know that the Knicks had a pick this year. I thought they gave everything away to the Nets.
No, they didn't. I know that's what everybody thinks, but they do have a first round this year. They do have two second rounders. I mean, listen, the Nets have a lot of the Knicks picks. They have a lot of their future, but the Knicks could also get a lot of that future back.
Which number pick do they have?
What are they, 24 this year, I think, and then 33 or something like that? Yeah, they're set up pretty decently.
Thanks.
24, 31, 55. What?
And for the Yankees game, I was there today.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Well, not nice they lost, but it's nice that you had a nice day.
It was good to Elmer gave up that three-round shot to Tyler Stevenson.
Yeah, listen, it started out as a nice weekend for you, Mo, as far as being a Yankee fan, and then Schlittler was unbelievable, and then the wheels kind of fell off, and the Rebs were able to take the series. But the Yankees are still in an unbelievable shape. I mean, they're tied now in the loss column with the Rays, but no reason to worry or panic. I'm sure the Yankees are going to be right there in the thick of things, especially the Rays continue to play bad baseball. It's the Yankees' division to lose. It's their league to lose. I expect them to make the World Series. And then they, much like the Knicks, I mean, the American League is not strong. The Eastern Conference was not strong. It was advantageous for the Knicks, but they also just gelled and became a great team really throughout that run. The Yankees could be on that same type of trajectory, and they themselves could be champions in not the so distant future.
Right. I'm a high school kid. I forgot what you said, or she didn't even say, about the parade being on a day that there's regions.
Yeah, there were a lot of state tests on Thursday. Were you a part of that or no?
Yes.
That's unfortunate. Now, Mo,
9:15 in the morning.
Yeah, Mo, would you have gone to the parade if you didn't have school or tests?
Yes.
Yeah, see, that stinks.
I was planning on going to the parade a long time ago, but I can't take off a region, you know what I mean?
No, I get that. There's really no... And I guess you can't be like, oh, can I just take it next week? I guess it doesn't go that way. Knicks won a championship.
Nah.
Can't get like a doctor's note.
Maybe Rondani was able to do that. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think, and Mo, you're not alone. I appreciate the call, bud. We heard from Mary earlier on, who also had to take these regents. And I remember Kendrick and Suffren, a member of the Coalition of Knick Haters, a teacher himself, talked about that. I've heard some kind of, I forgot who was talking about it off air with me, but that was a thing. And I feel bad for the kids that weren't able to attend the parade. It stinks. I feel bad for the people that were turned away at the parade. That also stinks. I don't know if we've, and perhaps we have, I'll just say it, we probably have, outgrown the Canyon of Heroes at this point.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
And perhaps going forward, we should look for different locations for it so that we can get more people to attend it. Because the number for the parade, at least the estimated number by NYPD, was 2 million. My projection going into the Knick parade was 3 to 5 million. I think the reason it was 2 million and why it fell under my projection is kids having to take the Regents, people being turned away because the viewing areas or whatever they were calling them, pods, were overly packed or at capacity. So, and I know a few that couldn't get to the parade because of the pods being packed. They ended up having to go to the bars or wherever and watch the parade on TV. Now, listen, you're still in New York City. You're still a part of the vibes. And I was out, and I was out before I did the show and came back and hosted. I was walking around the streets. A lot of Knick gear, a lot of energy, high vibes. It was a great place to be on Thursday, enjoying a Knick parade and then all the after hours, so to speak, once it was over. But there were plenty of people that were turned away. There were plenty of kids that had to take tests. There were, I'm sure, many that once they realized what it was going to take to be at the parade, they probably decided, you know what? Much like I, Positive Tommy, Thomas Lou Gower, the first of his name, which actually isn't really true. My dad's name is Tom, but you get the point. When it comes to going to sporting events, there are often times where I'm like, you know what? There's no traffic from my couch to my bed. If I want to, stick my hand down my pants, I could certainly do that, I guess, when I'm in public, but it probably wouldn't be viewed as a positive thing, and I could certainly, I think, get in trouble for that. So I wouldn't do it, but I could just kind of do my thing on the couch, whatever that is. But I'd be sitting there chilling and watching the game, that's for sure. And I don't have to worry about the commute. this is the commute of all commutes. Really, as a social experiment, we should have, as a radio station, sent Al Dukes to the parade. That's what we should have done. And not with a credential, not where you get the red carpet treatment, but Al would have to get up super early, commute in, deal with all the people. That would have been digital content. But there are a lot of people like Al. And this Al doesn't even like the Knicks, but I'm saying people that like the Knicks, they're like, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to get up at 1 in the morning. I don't want to get there at 4 a.m. I don't want to have a million people. There are many that don't like crowds, and I totally understand that. Or they're not comfortable, no matter how much security is there, being in a place like that where there is a large crowd. I understand that, and I totally respect that. So how many people were in that category? How many kids had to take tests? Did the teachers have to be at the Regents as well? Somebody's got to administer the tests, right? So those Regents people had to be there as well. How many people were turned away? I think easily a million, maybe more, could have been at this parade, if not for all the things I laid out. The weather was a little shaky. Some people might have gotten scared off by that. Tornado warnings. The location, not having enough room, whatever the case may be. I think this one could have easily had 3-4 million total, if not for those factors. But still, Knicks fans came in droves. 2+ million were there, estimated number. And even though it fell short of the projection that I had, I think there were a lot of outside forces in play that led to that number being a little lower than I had originally thought it would be. Sean is calling from Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, Sean?
What's up, Logie?
You tell me, bro. Not the weekend you were looking for, I'm sure, as a Yankee fan. It started off good.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, it didn't end well. You now find yourself in a tie loss column with the Rays. And it's been kind of topsy. Listen, it looked like the Rays were going to pull away with it. Then it looked like the Yankees might pull away with it. Now they're tied in the loss column. And perhaps, Sean, it sets up for a very fun summer pennant race between these two teams for the American League East crown.
Yeah, it seems like it. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that is. Seems like to be the bigger big picture right now between like the battle for like to try to get at least who wants to stick at first place, who wants to stink the most, like who, like honestly, this weekend was just, like, I know one game was good enough, but the other two was just a mess, especially that second game. That was just like, oh my God, I know there was trouble throughout the whole day.
I think you have to think big picture with the Yankees, especially when you consider their expectations, the type of regular season performers that they are, the American League being so awful. Now, in terms of winning the division, I do think that is extremely important for obvious reasons. Of course, you can get a bye, things of that nature. But also, Tampa, the Trop, has been a problem for the Yankees. And the last thing you want is to find yourself in a series where Tampa has home field over you. I don't think that means an ultimate death sentence sports-wise for the Yankees. But if I'm Aaron Boone and the Yankees, when they have home field advantage under Aaron Boone, they win series. When they don't, it's a problem. That would be something that I would be a big motivator to secure the division so you don't have to play more games in Tampa than you do in the Bronx.
Yeah, I think that is true. But nonetheless, you're still going to face them, not regardless of wherever it is.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're most likely going to run into them. Look, I've been waiting for that team to kind of stand out and be sort of the biggest challenge for the Yankees in the American League. I don't think it's Cleveland. I don't think it's the White Sox. Toronto could fit that mold if they ever get going here. They're a game under 500. Tampa, if they have home field, I think could be a problem. The team that we're waiting for as far as, you know, baseball fans here to sort of give that challenge to the Yankees is Seattle. And they still haven't been able to kind of set themselves apart from an awful division. I mean, the West is, they're the only team over 500 that Seattle is, and they're a game over. So, in theory, Seattle's going to be the team that emerges this summer to be that contender for the Yankees who stands in their way to get to the World Series. But right now, Sean, it's the Yankees' world, and the rest of the American League is living in it.
I think so too, because I know, like, the Mariners, they were struggling before when they didn't have, like, their
biggest star,
yeah,
Kyle Robert.
Got off to a bad start, then went to the IL.
Yeah, and then now he's back, and he's trying to, like, get back to his form, which I get, because I know, like, coming back from a big injury like that, it's not that easy to go through back to your form. Mm-hmm. But now with the Yankees, now we are up to the All-Star break. You got to now understand, like, when you get to the second half, it's, like, actual, like, some would say, like, in baseball, we call it crunch time. Yeah. I like using that term.
Yeah, yeah, and you got to credit the Yankees for this, though. They I know this weekend didn't go well. You lose Aaron Judge. The timetable, I'd expect, you know, mid-August. I think that's a fair, reasonable expectation to have him back. The Yankees have not folded up here, and that is due in large part to, hey, Ben Rice is the goods. Schlittler is the goods. I think they're pillars of this team, which you got to credit Brian Cashman, their scouting department, their developing department. Those are two major feathers in the caps of the Yankees, Schlittler and Rice. Also, Bellinger. I mean, that was an unbelievable, just, you talk about them running it back. Bellinger made a ton of sense. Goldschmidt has made a ton of sense, you know, did make and has. They both played very well this season. So you credit the Yankees for not folding up shop when you lose Aaron Judge, and I think that says a lot about their talent and also their depth and their ability to shoulder that type of injury and Fried out and Stanton out and Grisham out. The fact that this team is in first place, I think, says a lot about their chances to win a championship.
Yeah, and I would love to see that again, because it's been almost like crazy 20 years, which is insane.
Yeah, which for the Yankees is a lifetime. We talk about this with the Knicks over and over again, Sean, you know, 53 years for some, a lifetime for others. The drought that the Yankees are on for their standards, for their great standards that they have set, it is a long drought. For other franchises, it wouldn't be that bad, but for them, it feels like forever ago. And I know I'm not, but if I was a Yankee fan, I would just be just starving for one at this point, especially, now I know a lot of Yankee fans are Knicks fans, but if I see another team in town have a ticker tape parade, even though there wasn't many ticker tape, I would be jealous, and I would be like, hey, I root for the Knicks, but I also want that for my baseball team. So it's understandable.
Yeah, that can happen. I forgot you're also a Met fan.
I am a Met fan.
You have the jealousy for the Yankees. I get that.
Well, I wouldn't say I have the jealousy for the Yankees. I just don't have I'm not rooting for them. I'll be open and honest about that. I mean, I'm not gonna root against them. I'm rooting for my baseball team, and then when they're out of it, you know, I'll root for someone else. But I'll certainly be a professional about it, that's for sure. Unless people come after me, and then we'll have a little fun with it. But you know how we roll here on After Hours. We don't skip the podium. We have fun. You troll me, I troll you. At the end of the day, it's sports. Let's have a laugh. Let's have some fun. Let's have some ticker tape parades. Let's have some championships. And I do believe the Knicks winning has opened the floodgates for parades to take place in this town, sports parades, over the next couple years. The Knicks are certainly set up to go back-to-back. They're certainly set up to win multiple championships in this Jalen Brunson era of Knicks basketball. The Yankees have an opportunity to win the World Series year in and year out. You know how I feel about my Mets. I know that the island that I'm on as far as positive Met fans shrinks day by day, but I am certainly on that island. Speaking of islands, the Islanders have a prodigy on their squad who's only going to get better and better. He's already the best teenage defenseman of all time. The Rangers, you had a good run. It is what it is. Devils are always in the mix. One of the most underappreciated, underrated franchises in town. And yes, even the Jets, if they find their quarterback, they can be one of the teams that partake in a parade around here over the next couple years. Because the Jets are where the Knicks were for so many years, and that is the toilet. And that is the armpit of New York sports. Not a place you want to be. It's not fun as a sports fan. I was there with the Knicks forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And now as a Jet fan, you are there with the same type of feelings. They'll never win a championship with this owner. They'll never win a championship with this owner. They'll never win with this player or that coach or this or that or this and that. And we're cursed, we're doomed, and all those things. It's exactly what the Knicks were. So it gives the Jets hope. Now, they still have to hire the right people, and maybe they have. I like this Muji. I think he's made some good moves. Aaron Glenn is going to have to show me a little bit more here in year two for me to believe in him as a head coach. They have to find a quarterback. I don't think long-term, I don't think Klubnik is the answer. I've been very adamant about that. I don't think he's very good. I don't understand trading up for him. But I don't blame the Jets from taking a quarterback this year. That makes sense. I just wouldn't have traded up for a quarterback, especially Klubnik. But you have two bites at the apple this year in this past draft, which they did, Klubnik. And then next year, they could draft another quarterback. If they hit on one of them, all of a sudden, the Jets are in that conversation. The Giants, which I have giant expectations about, and we'll get into that more and more, maybe even a little bit tonight because I got to record something from Rash. So it's on my brain, the Giants, and my giant expectations for them. The Knicks winning a championship could open the floodgates here in New York for parades across the four major sports because prior to last Thursday, it had been a minute. It had been a while. And sports around here across the four major, not a lot outside of the Yankees consistently being there, but falling short with their lofty expectations year in and year out is always a disappointment. So there's been a lot of heartbreak, a lot of disappointment, a lot of losing. And up until this past week or so, across the four major sports, no championships. But now that you get that one and you start feeling great about the Knicks, of course, but not only this year, but for me at least, to go back-to-back to win multiple championships with Brunson. The Yankees are playing great baseball this year. They're in a very weak league. The emergence of Rice and Schlittler are just, I mean, if I'm a Yankee fan, I'm to the moon having those two guys on my team. You know how I feel about the Mets? Chip away, chip away, chip away. The Giants are set up great with a Super Bowl winning coach, great young quarterback. The Islanders have a prodigy as a teenage defenseman. Jets get their quarterback. And look, the Rangers, they had a good run. What can you do? You won a cup in the 90s. It wasn't that long ago. There's a lot of optimism now, I think, in New York sports. There is. There is a lot of optimism and a lot of things to be excited about, not just with basketball, but I think across all the four major sports. Because there are a lot of fan bases, I think, over this last week or so that looked at the Knicks, especially if they didn't root for the Knicks, and the Knicks fans and said, okay, great. Have your fun. Have your moment in the sun. I'm not going to rain on your parade, but now I want a piece of the pie. The pie is big enough. The cake is big enough. For all of us to get a slice. You got yours, now I want mine. And yeah, I thought about it too. Even I'm a Knicks fan, I'm thinking about a Met parade. I'm thinking about all the teams I root for. Another giant parade. That's what happens. You become selfish, greedy sports fan when you get a taste of a parade and a championship. It's intoxicating. It's the stuff, if you bottle it up and sell it, you'd be a billionaire. Because it's the greatest feeling as a sports fan. To go through a run like this, to end on top of the mountain, to be the last team standing, to win a championship, to have a parade, and be the toast of not only where you live, but that league that that team represents. Doesn't get any better than that. And you want more of it, not just with the team that won, but all your teams. And for what we've been through here in New York, on a lot of levels, but we'll just stick with sports. You want more because you've had the heartbreak. You've had the sports suffering. You've had the sports torture. You've had the bitter taste of defeat. And now you've had the sweet taste of success. And you want more of it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is a loogie here in the late night. We will get into the NBA draft coming up. The players that I'm targeting as a Knicks fan. We'll also talk about Karl-Anthony Towns and the idea of him signing an extension over this offseason. We'll get into what went down on the Roommates podcast with Jalen and Josh over the weekend. That live Roommates podcast that they did on ESPN. Couple things stood out for me as far as what Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson had to say. So we will discuss that over the next couple hours. We'll mix more of the baseball in. So if you want to get on with the Yankees and Mets, you can. But it's going to be a lot of Knicks till 5 a.m. Al and Jerry come your way at that time. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB. And all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
2:33 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You know, the Knicks, especially Josh Hart, they're on this tour now that they've won a championship on getting apologies. They got one out of Stephen A. Smith. I'm sure they want to get one out of Becky Hammond. We'll see. But it just goes to show you, number one, they know how to make content. And number two, this Knick team, especially the Villanova guys, led by Jalen Brunson, they want to continue to silence the doubters. They want to continue to silence the haters. They want to continue to prove everybody wrong. You know, Jay Wright said he thought he was the hardest working guy at Villanova until Jalen Brunson walked in the door. I heard him tell a story where he was doing a two-a-days with the players and Jalen Brunson was sneaking in after the two-a-days to work out with his dad. Jalen Brunson is the hardest worker guy in the NBA. You're talking about a guy who's undersized, not the most athletic, not great defensively. And yet, as we sit here, Jalen Brunson, in my estimation, is the best player in the NBA. And when I watched Jalen Brunson at that parade, and I heard Jalen Brunson, first of all, he looked the way he always looks, which is annoyed. He just has a look about him where he looks like he's bored or annoyed. And I just think that he, number one, he's the face of the Knicks. He really should be the face of the league. He's the captain, and I think he has to present himself a certain way. I think also think it's personality. But instead of dancing and having a good old time, which there's nothing wrong with that. You win a championship, enjoy it. Because 99% of the players were. They were laughing, they were having a good time, they were dancing, they were enjoying Alicia Keys, which Jalen did as well. He gave you a little dance move there, but he wasn't as energetic as his teammates. And I think that's just the way Jalen Brunson is wired, his personality, but also that's the type of sort of front that he wants to present to everybody. That, yeah, we won a championship. Yeah, it's amazing. And behind closed doors, I'm sure he cried. I'm sure he celebrated. We saw him cry on the court, but I'm sure he did a lot more crying, a lot more celebrating. But in the public eye, he's going to present himself as a man that is not, by any stretch of the imagination, finished or done or content with one championship. You saw that a lot with Jordan. You saw that a lot with Kobe. You saw that a lot with Brady. You saw that a lot with Tiger Woods. And I think Jalen Brunson is wired like all of those gentlemen. And that is incredible company. Jeter, Eli, we're talking about winners. We're talking about guys at top of their sport, most of them. Dynasties, majors, championships galore. And I think Jalen Brunson is wired like all of them and wants to be, when it's all said and done, mentioned in the same breath as those guys. Because it's not just about the individual accolades, which Jalen Brunson already has a million. And that performance individually in Game 5 was so breathtaking and memorable. When you, it was Jordan-esque. You're scoring half the points, essentially. Knicks had 94, he had 45, Brunson did. When you could score about half the points that your team did in a NBA Finals clincher, that to me is top tier GOAT type of stuff. Now, he's got a long way to go to be any of that type of category, but you have to be wired a certain way. And you have to have an incredible amount of talent to have that type of performance. But that's exactly what Brunson did. And that's exactly who he is. And I am so confident in this franchise and in this team because of Brunson and because of Leon Rose. And I'm not going to allow any second apron talk to... Because first of all, it's not a dirty phrase, especially for a team that won a championship. It would not handcuff the Knicks if they got to the second apron. It wouldn't, because they're trying to bring players back. They're not trying to acquire players. And they just won a championship. And they can get out of the second apron. So I know James Dolan made a lot of waves. He made a lot of headlines. He made some, if not many, Knicks fans annoyed by those comments that he had on Craig's show. But the bottom line is, I think if Leon Rose... Now, Leon might be on board with this, but if Leon Rose is not on board with that, I think he will present James Dolan the plan on why the second apron is not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing for us. And it's something also we can get out of. Something the Knicks can get out of. And once Leon does that, if that's his intentions, I think James Dolan will buy in, as he has this entire way. This is just another part of it. The second apron chatter that we're going to have for the next couple of weeks is another, why are they signing Brunson? Why are they trading for OG? Why did they trade RJ? Why did they trade IQ? Why did they trade Dante? Why did they trade for Karl Anthony Towns? Why did they trade for OG Anunoby? Why did they trade for Mikal and give up all those picks in particular? Why did they fire Tibbs? Why did they hire Mike Brown? Why did they do this? All the things that got a lot of Knicks fans all hot and bothered, which all of them ended up being the correct move. In Leon we trust. It ended up being the right move. Championship moves, brick by brick. Leon Rose, the architect of this team, essentially taking over an expansion team, built the Knicks into a champion. And now Leon Rose, who, same thing like Jalen Brunson, I get the vibe, is not content with one championship. You know, you don't get as successful as Leon Rose did in his former profession without having incredible drive, incredible work ethic, incredible intelligence, and that's all the things that Leon has put into this franchise, into the Knicks. He has, and part of it is, hey, you don't meet the media a lot, which is, and you find this out too, Leon Rose, he's okay. He's not the greatest public speaker, so maybe that's part of why the Knicks don't put him out there in front of a camera. You win championships, I don't care if Leon Rose ever meets the media. Just keep stacking trophies, parades, rings, and I'm cool with that. As far as him being in witness protection a lot of the time when it comes to meeting the media. Because, you know what? I don't need to hear from you if you're winning. The heck do I care? Win championships and I'll see you at the parade. I'm cool with that. But to me, the work ethic of Jalen and Leon Rose, the two guys that lead this team, as long as they're both there, I'm extremely confident that this team, the Knicks, are not going anywhere. Those are the guys, as far as I'm concerned. Now, as far as the draft, and the Knicks do find themselves in a spot where they actually have a bunch of picks. 24, 31, 55. Now, there's multiple routes that Leon Rose can go. And by the way, the draft is Tuesday night. And that's what happens when you win a championship. The offseason happens just like that. Because all these other teams, if you didn't make the playoffs, you've been waiting around forever for the draft. Some of those teams are waiting around since October for the draft, and they did everything in their power to put themselves in the best position in the draft. For others that were eliminated earlier in the playoffs, they've had to wait a couple months. But for the Knicks, you go from the parade Thursday to the draft Tuesday. So it's an incredibly short turnaround, but year in and year out, you want that incredibly short turnaround because bare minimum, it means you made the finals. And that's the position that you want to be in and year out. But as far as the draft, there are multiple ways Leon Rose and the Knicks can go. The first one being you could take one of those picks. Let's say the 31st pick. You can even package that with the 55th pick and move out of it and go to another year. Because obviously the Knicks gave up a bunch of first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. So you can acquire or accumulate picks for the next couple years. You're not going to do it overnight, but this is one step in that direction. And that certainly makes a lot of sense. And if Leon Rose was to do that, in Leon we trust. I think he has earned that right at this point to believe us as Knicks fans, believe in everything he does and his decision making until he gives us a reason to, and ultimately, because he has done things where we've questioned it, but I'm saying where it really doesn't work out, then you could start to say, hey, that did not work. That didn't work. What you did there, that didn't work. There's proof of it. Now we can criticize. But until that point, man, how could you criticize him? Very difficult to do. Other than criticizing for the sake of criticizing because you disagree and you think you know better. So if the Knicks go that direction and they acquire, accrue some picks for the next couple years, cool. I'm good with that. But if they do go the direction of drafting players in this draft, there are a couple of guys that I am very, very interested in. Now, when I'm, especially for this team, when I look at the Knicks, I think of high character. I think of winning. I think of culture. So I want to look at players that I believe have that. I want players that come from winning programs and they've had success. I want players that have been in big games on the collegiate level. I want players that remind me of Jalen Brunson. And when I say that, I mean, you know, Jalen Brunson has such a unique game. So I'm not saying you get the carbon copy of Jalen Brunson. That's not what I mean. What I mean is guys that are wired like him. High character, great work ethic, played in a lot of big games in college, played under great coaches in college. If they've won a championship, even better. But if they made some deep runs in the tournament, that works too. Players that know about Madison Square Garden and have played under the bright lights there, I think that helps as well. So that's the direction that I am targeting for the Knicks here in this draft. You know, all things equal, let's say they keep their picks, they don't trade any of them. They don't package all three of them and they move on from everything this year and they punt, not even punt, because that's not the right word. They get more picks for the next couple years. But going with the thought that they don't, a couple of names that I'm looking at here. Number one, Zubi Ejiofor. Stand out at St. John's, high character. A guy that you know has an incredible work ethic. Rick Pitino always has such glowing things to say about Zubi. I don't care if he's undersized. I really don't. Jalen Brunson's undersized. How's that working out for him? So I don't want to hear about Zubi being, oh, he's not the prototypical size of a big man or center. Okay. Neither was Jalen Brunson for a point guard. What I do know about Zubi is comes from learning under the tutelage of one of the great college coaches of all time. He's high character, high effort. What is now a winning program. Although, as a St. John's fan, you'd like to see them get a little further than they have, but still, Sweet 16. Nothing to sneeze at. Plays his games at Madison Square Garden, or at least most of them. Knows the city, knows the culture, knows what it's about to be at the Mecca. New York City, the pressure of, which isn't as the same as the Knicks, but still, there's high pressure in college athletics, certainly with St. John's, especially with the winning they've done over the last couple of years, or feeling like they're on the precipice of winning the big one and working their way towards that. And obviously, if you were in a position and the Knicks could end up being in, and you lose a Mitchell Robinson, Zubi would be the type of player that can be a part of the replacing of Mitch. And I don't want to hear about his height. I don't care. All I care about is what I watched at St. John's, and that was a winning player, a hard worker, high character, tough, somebody that you can bring in that has that type of DNA of high character, like Josh Hart, like Jalen, like Mikal Bridges, those Villanova guys. And yeah, OG, Cat, of course. And these Alvarado, Clarkson, Mitch. That's the important key here. Now, I think the Knicks have earned the right to run this back, but if they don't end up ultimately running it back, if Mitchell Robinson just gets an offer that the Knicks can't go to, or Diawara gets an offer and the Knicks just can't go there, if they decide the Knicks do to trade Deuce, there's certainly a lot of things on the table. I would love to see them run it back. I think they've earned the right to defend their crown together, all of them. And that would be an amazing story if this team, now you're going to draft guys as well, but as far as the players that played last year, and those are going to be the guys that see the majority of minutes, you're just drafting guys to develop them for down the road. Same goes for Dottier and Kolick and Mo. I would love to see that. Second apron be damned. But if that doesn't happen, okay, you have somebody like Zubi that can come in that you know this is a Pitino guy. And that means a lot. And I think Zuby would be up for the challenge and be up for the task of any type of role he would get with this Knick team. So that's number one. Number two, a lot of the same characteristics here. This player, great coach, he played for in college. Winning program, winning player, one of the most decorated college basketball players that we have seen in recent times. Can play multiple positions, and that's Alex Caravan from UConn. I've always liked his game, and he's a winner, and he makes winning plays. If you've watched UConn, and it's impossible not, if you watch any type of college basketball, and obviously get into the championship this year, and look, they ran into a better team in Michigan, but what did UConn do in that final? They didn't get blown out. When Michigan was steamrolling everybody, including Arizona, who many thought was the best team in the country, you know, wake me up when Arizona wins a championship, but still, they had a lot of talent. Michigan completely boat raced them. And here comes UConn with winners. They're well coached. And you could throw Tyrus Reed in there as well, who, another guy, not the prototypical big man in the league. I was thoroughly impressed with him at UConn. But I'm highlighting more Caravan here. What UConn did in that final to go toe-to-toe with Michigan and not get their doors blown off, to fight, to be in the Final Four as many times as they have been, and Caravan being a big part of that, I would love to have that type of player on the Knicks. That's exactly the type of high character, work ethic, pedigree, learning under, as far as playing the game, the tutelage of Hurley, who's as good as it gets in terms of college basketball. Same thing with Patino and St. John. So Zuby, Caravan, you're talking about great work ethic, high character, winners, especially Caravan. I mean, Zuby's, we're talking St. John's standards here, which that's not a slight at St. John's, but for their standards and what they have done over the last 20 years, St. John's is now a winning program. I mean, they are a perennial Sweet 16, Big East powerhouse to win the conference, to win the league every year, win the tournament, Big East tournament, be a Sweet 16, Elite 8 team year in and year out now. As long as Patino is manning the bench there, they're going to be in that spot. And then Caravan, I mean, it's hard to find a more successful program than UConn these days. And Caravan has been a centerpiece for a team that went to the Final Four three times when he was there, twice cut down the nets as champions. And he's a pain in the neck, too. If you watch him play and you're not rooting for UConn, which I will be open about, I'm not the biggest UConn supporter as far as rooting for them, but I do respect them. That's for sure. And I respect Caravan's game a lot. And if you watch, even games where he didn't have his best offensive performances, he would just have a block here, a three-pointer there, something to help his team win. And those are the type of players that I want on the Knicks. And he fits in, so does Zuby in some ways, as that island of misfit toys. Because you watch Zuby in college, you're like, all right, this guy, you know, what's keeping him from not being a top 10, top 15 pick? I think it's his height. And there's still part of his game that he can develop, Zuby, which certainly he can in the league. Same thing with Caravan. I mean, as far as their college production, they should be a lot higher ranked here as far as projections, but they're not. So it goes along with that island of misfit toys, which is what the Knicks are. And that's what Leon Rose has created here. So those are the two guys that I'm targeting, Caravan and Zuby. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. If you are on hold right now, we will get to you next segment. So stick around. We'll get to you after this short timeout. If you want to join the conversation, you can right now at 888-808-1019. We'll also discuss the teams in the East that are going to be in the Knicks' way of winning a championship and which ones actually present a formidable opponent and potentially a roadblock stopping the Knicks from getting back to the finals. And we'll do that in a two-part, because what they are now and what they're going to be after the offseason are obviously tales of two different tapes. But I think that doing it now is important, but also being fair and talking about these teams after the offseason is just as important. So we will do that as a two-part series here on After Hours. It is a Big Lugowski. It is a five-hour After Hours. I got you for another two before Al and Jerry come your way at 5 in the morning. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. And it's everything I just talked about for the Knicks. They have multiple picks here. They're taking 24, 31, 55, all things equal. They don't move any of these picks to go back later years. I would take Zubi Ejiofor, St. John's. You know him well here, especially if you're the fan of the Johnnies. And Alex Caravan, same thing. Local as far as UConn, if you want to count that as a local program. A guy that's been to three Final Fours as a member of the Huskies, won two national championships, one of the most decorated college basketball players as far as team winning that we have ever seen, certainly in recent history. So those are the two guys that I would like to see the Knicks get. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's After Hours. It's Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts.
Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.